Anthony and Luca tried to prank Mrs. Wilson, but I knew she wouldn't like it. I made sure she didn't get hurt.
It's not a good idea to play pranks on elderly people. You should show them honor instead. Do you treat older people with respect? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. So what about it? Do you treat older people with the respect they deserve? Remember, older people were young people once, and there's a good chance you'll be an old person one day too. Leviticus 19:32 says, "Honor the presence of an old man or woman and fear your God." Our story today is called Ding Dong Ditch. "Where are you guys going?" asked Brooks when he saw his twin neighbors Anthony and Luca coming down the sidewalk. Luca grinned. "Come on, you'll see." Curious, Brooks walked along with them. He was surprised when they stopped in front of the home of their elderly neighbor, Mrs. Wilson. Luca pointed at some bushes on the side of the house. "Those will make a good hiding place." Anthony nodded and looked at Brooks. "We thought Mrs. Wilson might enjoy a few friendly rounds of ding-dong ditch. You know, when you ring someone's doorbell and then run and hide." "I know what ding-dong ditch is," said Brooks, "and Mrs. Wilson would definitely not enjoy it." "Aw, come on, it's just a game. And even if she sees us, she doesn't know who we are," said Anthony. "Don't be such a wimp." Anthony and Luca tiptoed up the porch steps. With Anthony close behind, Luca punched the bell. Then they ran for the bushes. Brooks quickly looked around and, seeing a newspaper lying on the sidewalk, picked it up and ran up the steps to the front door. A moment later, the door swung open, and there stood Mrs. Wilson squinting out of the dark hallway. "Yes?" she said in her quivering voice. "Excuse me, Mrs. Wilson," said Brooks, holding out the paper. "You didn't pick up your newspaper this morning, so I thought I'd bring it to you." "Oh, thank you," said Mrs. Wilson. "Aren't you kind? You're Brooks, aren't you?" Brooks nodded, and Mrs. Wilson smiled. "Yes, I've seen you at church. You know, I sometimes get frustrated when this old body of mine makes it hard for me to do even simple things. But when I was having my quiet time with Jesus this morning, he reminded me that he still loves me and will always take care of me. And then he sent you to bring me my newspaper." Mrs. Wilson turned and saw the twins peeking out from behind the bushes. "Oh, and there's Anthony and Luca Saldano. I know your parents." The twins' eyebrows shot up in alarm. "The next time I see them, I'll tell them how much I appreciate your thoughtfulness," Mrs. Wilson said. "Kids aren't always so nice around here, you know." "Yes, ma'am," said Brooks, glancing over at Anthony and Luca. "We know." So how about you? Do you treat elderly people with respect? Old age comes with many hardships, but Jesus promises to love and care for us no matter how old we are. He wants you to be kind to elderly people. So what can you do for elderly people that you know? Maybe you can help them with some chores or ask them to tell you about their lives. See how you can show them God's love and remind them that he cares for them. Our key verse is Isaiah 46:4.
"I will be your God throughout your lifetime until your hair is white with age. I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you."
And our key thought for today, respect elderly people. You know what? I love to hear from listeners just like you. So if you ever have a question about God or the Bible or anything else, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of those questions we receive from kids like you. Who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send them my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.